or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. I think you can get with this, but this is where it's at. You can get with this.
Engine number 9. People, it's Monday. Everybody's recovering from the tournament. You're either on the tracks or you got run over by the train. Engine number 9. I'm Dave Sherapin. Sports BK can sing. Newbie, Wheels of Steel, Dan Alexander. Fully engaged in the college basket, sir. This has been chalky, yes. Heavy favorites, yes. Money line parlays for everybody. I mean, listen, it is saying in the book, even Stevie Wonder could have picked a four-teamer this week. He can't even see. People think he can see, noobs. You think Stevie can see?
Sorry. I was just coughing up all that fucking chalk we breathed in all weekend long. No, this is conspiracy theories. We're seriously saying that blind people can see now just for, right. What is this, like a TikTok trend? It's like we've been able to see, you know, we threw a ball at Stevie Wonder and he caught it. So we proved he can see. No, Stevie Wonder cannot see. That's insane. That's insane. It's wrong. I've never heard that take before, Dave. That's a wild one out of the gate.
Yeah, no, people say that. Like when you start to, like, come on. Enough of that.
I'm going to play some Stevie Wonder. Could see. I'm going to play some Stevie Wonder for Producer Rules Wednesday. I got a good one coming.
Oh, I already got one teed up. I got one teed up for Thursday. I heard it yesterday. I was like, oh, I already got my throwback Thursday.
I love it.
It's already, listen, this is what we're doing. I'm getting texts. I'm getting DMs. Play this song this day. Play this song this day. Listen, you can email us, newbietalks@gmail.com. Yep. SportsBKCanSing@gmail.com.
We'll do all blind artists this week. Maybe I'll do some Ray Charles, throw him in. Since,
there we
since
go.
Even the blind guys are hitting 14 parlays. So we'll,
this is what's happening in the biz right now. Listen, everybody's a genius this week. People were starting LLCs for pick services.
Yeah.
Because they know ball.
Yeah.
Speaking of knowing ball, you know where's the kid? He ain't coming again.
No fucking. I'll minus 9,000. Actually, you can lay the chalk that Yanitzi will not be showing today.
The Knicks play tonight. They're playing. They're 17-point favorites against the Pistons. We'll get to the NBA in a few minutes. What was your takeaway, sir, from the basketball? Because there were a couple incredible basketball games, okay? Creighton and Oregon Saturday night had me going nuts. I scared the shit out of the dog. The 7'2" guy, Kalkbrenner, hit a three that he shouldn't have taken. And they won. They electric. Covered every number.
Yeah.
The game was 50 minutes, and Oregon bettors were winning for 46 of them.
Yep.
Winning the game.
Yep.
Holding tickets to 6. That's a bad beat. Houston was covering with a minute to go in a game. They were leading by 12. Texas A&M somehow scored a bucket on a rollout from behind under their own hoop, and kid hit a three to tie it. Texas A&M covered. Houston almost got taken out. But the big dogs looked pretty good, didn't they? I mean, we're fully invested in this thing now. We got through. We survived the first weekend, noobs.
Yeah, we did. We survived the first weekend in Survivor. We gave every play that we were eyeing right here on the show. We'll do the same as we head towards Thursday. But it's getting a little tight, Dave, because the chalk. The big takeaway, though, is like, when you hear favorite this, favorite that, I'm glad you made the point. Like, it doesn't mean that the games were bad. Like, there were so many chances where we had where you and I would have been golden because there were live dogs galore, but it just was not meant to be. You mentioned that Oregon and Creighton game.
Oh my God.
I was out with a couple buddies, and they're always asking me, yo, like, give me plays, give me picks, give me this, give me that. And I'm like, I don't fucking know. I don't know. I don't handicap basketball unless somebody tells me here's a play. But I looked, when I scanned the board, they told me, just look at the board and see what you want to bet.
Right.
For some reason, Dave, and sometimes it's better to be lucky than to be good, 147.5 in Oregon and Creighton was just screaming to me. I was like, if Creighton's hitting threes, this thing's going to fly over the total. Oh. It's going to fly over the total. All the sharp bets were on the under. And
yes, they were.
And about 5 minutes left in regulation, I was like, boys, we're pretty fucked. I literally verbatim, I said, If we want to hit this bet, we're going to need double overtime. I literally said those
exact words. You said it out loud?
If we want to hit this bet, we're going to need double overtime. And getting there and getting over the total, maybe one of the best bets of my life. I put like $20 on it, so it wasn't a great big win. But literally to call your shot and say, boys, we're going to need double overtime to get this home, and then get double overtime, it was turning dog shits into diamonds.
Listen, that's stuff of legends.
It is. That's what legends that's what do I said. Right I was literally like, you guys, don't ever ask me for a pick again. I just gave you the promised land.
That's a walk-off.
Yeah.
That's a walk-off. Like, yeah. You don't ask, how am I going to do that again?
Never.
Well, you should probably listen to the show, because Newbie's been doing it in the lax pretty much every day.
Yeah.
Every other day at
cashed
minimum.
Again
with
this
the
weekend.
Hockey.
Wagner.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, we're hot. And again. We're hot. Since we started this show, Dave, I feel like we've both been coming proper because, you know, we get excited. We're pumped that we get to see each other every day. So I feel every like day. It's just, it's good vibes be getting good runs.
It is. And it's true. Like a lot of times you did it. You and Bihau used to say to me, don't think, just give me the hockey picks.
Yeah, that's
and
all
I look at
just,
the board and just go, well, it's gotta be this. It's gotta be this, or just it's gotta be this. Oh, and then it would be 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 3. And it, very occasionally it was 1 out of 3, and very rarely was it 0 for 3 when there were 3 plays. So, yep. I mean, it just pays to talk it out, be in the business, listen to the show, all that other stuff. There's just no explaining, though, like how this happens, where all the ones and all the twos advance to the Sweet 16 for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
The books don't know shit.
No.
Odds makers. It's all the bookmakers crying and the books crying. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Stop.
You had a good football season.
Yeah.
We had a really good football season on the show.
You especially.
Like, yeah. Now I'm coming off one of my best seasons ever
in
NFL. And you just sometimes you run good.
Like, and also, we run good. Also, I saw, I don't know. Again, it's on Twitter, so you don't know how accurate it is. But it was breaking down if you would bet every underdog against the spread or whatever it was, and it was like you would be down X amount. And then for all the talk of how good the favorites have been, if you bet every single favorite on the money line, you would still be down, I think it was like $68 or something like that because of VIG. So you know what I mean? It's like, what are we doing? Right. You know what I mean? Like, the book is still going to open in the morning. Like,
Everything's fine.
Our man Jeffrey Benson's still going to have a job at Circa, you know?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And he was funny, too, because he was like, he did a video of him walking in, like, hey, it's still open. Yeah. You know, I'm manning my post. He said, I'm at the counter. There's nobody here. Where's all the people that won?
Yeah.
Jeffrey, that was funny what you did. If you listen to the show, you know what it's like Sunday morning. People are worn out by Sunday morning, noobs, in Vegas. Like, they come here, they get a little crazy.
Zombies.
We did the live shows at Resorts World. Everybody came with a stogie. Everybody wants to be a big guy and smoke cigars when they come for the weekend. Like, enough with the stogies.
Yeah, enough.
But there was a lot of chalk money line parlays that won. I mean, I didn't realize you called your shot.
I know. I literally was like, boys, it's going to take double overtime. It's going to take.
They're going to text you now, and they're going to bother you at Newbie Talks. So
they
on
already
Thursday,
did.
They're coming with another pick.
So it was my one buddy who was out here from his friends from Boston. So we had his two boys who were out in Boston. They already wanted my picks because they had a bachelor trip down to Puerto Rico. And when they were in Puerto Rico, I was giving them bets, and I went on a heater. I had, like, CFL plays I was winning. I had, the Hamilton Tiger Cats. They didn't let me forget that, and we had, like, Bryce Young rushing props that we were killing. So I'm already a legend, and I just solidified that legendary status for them. And it feels amazing. I'm not going to lie. Like, it feels pretty good.
The best.
When you feel like you're the guy, even though you don't know shit and you're just flipping coins, it feels amazing.
When you go on those runs, you got to soak it up. You got to enjoy it. But I think you do a good job of it. And we talked about it on Bostonian versus the book. Like, did you see the comment by Reese on ESPN? Did you see the clip with he was talking to Aaron K.
Not
Cohen?
Smart.
Did you see what he said?
Not smart. He was like, that sounds like risk-free advice. You know what I mean?
What are you doing?
Like, what are we doing? Like, I feel like it was just because he doesn't know what he's talking about, so he was just trying to segue the episode somewhere else. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's some deep thing where
Did you almost knock the microphone?
Yeah, I just punched it. I was so angry. You know what I mean? I just
like, if you guys, at some point, we're going to get this thing up on video because we're so passionate, because there's genuine love here on the show for each other. But like, we get excited when we talk.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Because he was just trying to segue it away. You know what I mean? Like, he was like, okay, here's the betting portion of the show. Like, it's not this whole thing on Twitter where it's like, ESPN Bet is trying to get you to think that, you know, this is risk-free and this, that. Like, it's just a dude who doesn't know betting, who everything in sports media right now, betting gets shoehorned into it. So he doesn't know that he sounds like a complete jackass saying that, but he does. You know what I mean?
And we would never say that. I mean, even on this heater that you're on, like, I tell everybody, look, this is what I like. You can do what you want with it.
Yeah.
You can fade or follow the picks. I don't give a fuck.
No.
I really don't. But I'm not trying to bury you.
No.
Like, there's nothing risk-free in life.
No.
Like, you know.
And we do the show for free, Dave. You know what I mean? Like, we're open. We're looking for sponsors. We're talking to people. We're doing this, that, and the other thing. Brought to you by Saks, of course. But, you know, it's not like we're asking people pay for play. You know what I mean? We're breaking down sports, going through every single league in 20 minutes or less, and getting you lacrosse plays, and it's all for free. You know what I mean? Even if you don't bet, there's value in listening to a show like this.
I think so. I think so, and that was very well said. That was perfect. That was exactly what I think a lot of people in the space need to say right now, because a lot of people are saying a lot of shit. Like, Reese didn't mean it. He wasn't trying to take a shot
at
anybody.
It.
He didn't know.
Exactly.
He's just trying to get to commercial.
Exactly. He sees the clock. He's like, I got 30 seconds till I have to hit commercial.
That's
like, you're not even thinking about what you're saying at that point. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you're literally segueing into something else, and your mind is an active passenger. I know from my days in radio, there'd be whole entire segments I don't know what the fuck I talked about, because I was looking at stuff behind the scenes. I was planning the next guest. I was planning the next segment, you know?
It's very hard. And I think that you still have to be aware of it. Yeah. And I know, like, we've done so many shows together. I'm listening to every single word you say. And if you say something that you didn't even realize you said, like, I would kind of steer it away.
Exactly.
Aaron K. Dolan couldn't say shit.
No.
Like, she couldn't say, well, hold on, Reese. That's not really risk-free. Nothing is risk-free, because it's just a difference in age and talent level. Like, it's an awkward segment. Anytime someone who doesn't bet or has never bet and doesn't know the terms gets forced to talk about it with someone who does, it can be very awkward.
It is uncomfortable, because then they also feel stupid. They also feel like, you know, why don't I know? I'm trying to fake
everybody's it. Afraid to say something. It's like the Spider-Man meme. Like, oh, you do it. Right? Like, nobody knows what to say. So just keep that in mind and know going forward that, I mean, there's lawmakers that are going to hold these people accountable. They almost took away Penn's license back in the Barstool days. And now it's Penn. And they said, oh, well, we'll go to professional broadcasters on ESPN and be with them. And they're like, what did we do right now? There's a lot of things going on. As the kids would say, it was cringe when it happened. Turn the page. Let it go. All right. Let's get to the basketball, the NBA portion of the show. It's going to be brought to you by Saks, as you said, ballpark pouch underwear reinvented. Designed to reduce friction, this 3D hammock-shaped pouch keeps your man parts in place, features breathable mesh panels and non-chafing flat-out seams. This is good, because we're going to need them for this NBA Board Today news. I was scared when you sent the thing, Europe, we're ready to go. I was like, oh, God, there's 11 games. Nothing. Every spread is 9 or more, except 3 games. But, I mean, did you see what happened with the Sixers yesterday? They went to L.A. I was going to text you. Run down and go see the Sixers. Beat the Clippers. They beat the Clippers.
That's what they do. That's what they do. And
all these people on the Clippers.
And it's funny, because you look at the board, Dave, and what do you hear? We already got a little bit of a line move. We went from 9.5 to 8.5.
Yes, sir.
What are we doing laying 8.5 with the Sacramento Kings, Dave? What are we doing? The Sixers already showed they're meant West Coast, best coast. They're ready. They're ready for tonight. Give me the 8.5 with the Sixers. That's the lone NBA play tonight for me.
I can't believe it that the kid didn't show up. He was texting us about the Knicks winning a game. Another day, another Knicks win. Yeah. You sent him back the absolute best gift nobody cares.
I was just like, you need to. Genuinely, nobody cares about the Knicks winning because they're not beating the Celtics. Yeah, well, if they're healthy, they're going to beat the Celtics. Yeah. No, they're not. They're not. They're not beating the Celtics, Dave. You know
what he said right now? If I said, hey, Ant, the Knicks are 17-point favorites, 2 touchdowns and a field goal over Klerchek's Detroit Pistons. What would he say right now?
He would say,
should be in jail if you do drugs.
That's what he would say. That's what he would say.
You don't know ball.
You don't know ball. You don't understand. They should be 5,000 point favorites. Get the Detroit Pistons.
You don't know ball, Dave.
Come on.
212 though under that game. That's an under.
Yeah.
That's an under game.
Yeah.
There's a lot of crap on this board.
It's poo poo.
Celtics are one game away from clinching the entire number one seed in the East. They're 5 games away from clinching mathematically the overall seed number one, no matter who they play. I don't even know how the hell to handicap that. I don't even know. This part of the year used to drive me nuts for the basketball.
Yeah, it's tough.
But I know this. Houston has won 8 in a row. They're laying almost 2 touchdowns. 13.5 against Portland. Portland done. Done, son. Done. Bye-bye. If you want a chalky-ass favorite, lay it with that. Good luck, NBA guys. Noobs, hockey, 2 games. We only got a couple minutes left. I know you found something. Give us the hockey goal.
For the two-time, Dave. Yeah, I had to get in the mud here. You know, all about the Vegas Golden Knights taking on the Blues here this evening. What are we thinking about one of the forwards here for the Blues? Oh. I like the last name. It stood out to me. I used to have to babysit this kid who liked watching Caillou. I couldn't stand Caillou, but I like Jordan Kyrou over 2.5 shots against Vegas. Forget Kyrou and his bald-ass head, but we're going with Jordan Kyrou over the 2.5 shots.
I don't like that Kyrou stuff either. So annoying. When the kids watch certain things, I'd be like, please.
Turn this shit off. Kyrou is genuinely an asshole. He's a little asshole, man. But we're going with Jordan. No Kyrou. We're going with Jordan Kyrou over the 2.5.
I think the Blues are live in the game.
Agreed.
I'm leaning. Really, I don't even know what the total. I think it's perfect with the 6. I have no feel for the total. I like Vancouver at home against the Kings.
Yep.
Just looking at the number, probably I see the line moving coming down. I'm buying it. Coover's late, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern for you guys that need a late night play. Noobs, any locks on the way out today?
So we're going to have Lax for you on Wednesday's edition. Okay. There is no Tuesday games. We're actually sweating out a live one. Not even sweaty. We took 17.5 with the Hampton Pirates. They're playing Drexel today. It's currently 14-4. So I'm feeling good, Dave, but we'll have a play for you on Wednesday's board.
I love it. That's what we do right there, boys and girls. We just covered multiple sports, big, deep conversations about the gambling industry and all kinds of other stuff. Noobs, did you have any big meals for the weekend? Had the wings.
We ate like shit this weekend. I had wings on Friday. Uh-huh. On Saturday, I picked up burgers when we were coming home, and then last night I threw down some pulled chicken sandwiches. So we ate like shit. I found an amazing burger place out here, Dave. I'll send you the photo. You're gonna love it. Proudly serving in Hermosa. Maybe the best smash burger I've ever had.
I'm coming to see you and the future wife.
Proudly serving.
Soon. If it ain't this weekend, I'm trying to push for this weekend because we got the West Regional at the Crypto. We could go see North Carolina, Arizona.
Let's do it.
Those games. I'm trying to get it to happen. We'll see. Until then, he's Dan Alexander. I'm Dave Sherapin. He's at Newbie Talks. I'm at Sports BK Consig. The show at Cash Consig Show. Email us if you got songs. And if you think Stevie can see, because I don't think he can see shit. Get us out of here, Newbert.
We're out. With us with no delay and see. In actuality, wonder can it be? I made it look easy because it is to me. Anytime capacity was built.